The following is a call made to one of them on the internet on Wednesday, the 26th of October, at just after 4:30 p.m. Here we go. We're on hold there for about 5 minutes.
Good afternoon, Billing. Can I have your customer number, please?
Yes, certainly. First of all, what's your name?
Idil. I-D-I-L.
Cool. All I actually want to do is speak to Mr. Daniel
Bromley.
Yeah.
Okay, sir, he doesn't take phone calls.
He doesn't take phone calls?
He doesn't know answer calls. He replies back to emails, faxes, and letters.
All right. Does he ever reply to emails and faxes and letters, or...?
That's what he does most of the time.
Have you seen him do that?
Have you sent him an email?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe he's dealing with it. Okay, give me your number so I can have a look.
Well, you see, the thing is, even if he is dealing with it, you'd have thought that he would have sent me an email back, wouldn't you, and said, I'm looking into it. It's been a couple of days already.
Okay, what I'll do is I'll forward this that you phoned.
Yeah, that's what the last two people have said to me. He doesn't seem to care, does he?
I can't really say anything about that, sir. What I can do is I can forward your details to him, speak to him and say to hurry up. What is the query regarding, sir?
It's regarding you guys sending an outstanding bill that I'm disputing to a BFS Finance.
Okay. Right, okay, I'll speak to him about that, sir.
Will you?
Yes, but can you give me your customer number?
I can, but the thing is, at what point do you think I should give up? Because, I mean, I got a letter from BFS Finance, and they've obviously only given me 7 days, and Mr. Bromley is wasting my time, and it's because of him wasting my time I might end up with more costs. Will 1&1 Internet pay for those costs?
I can't really say anything about that, sir. I don't. You just have to wait for him to reply back to you. Have you written an email to our complaints department, sir?
I sent it to billing. That's what I was told to do.
Okay, you can. That's to Daniel Bromley, but you can also send another one to the complaints department.
I
can give you the complaints the email address.
Certainly, go for it.
Okay, it's complaints.
@1&1.co.uk?
Yes.
Can you tell me, why wasn't I given that in the first place?
Right, so I don't know, maybe, did you say you want to speak to Daniel, or...?
Yeah, I did. Twice.
So that's why he's giving you... I mean, that's probably why he's giving you the billing one, to address it to Daniel.
And then when I phoned back and said that I had a complaint, nobody told me there was a different email address. And I was very clear that I said that people weren't getting back to me. But still nobody told me about that email address.
I don't know why they haven't, sir.
Seems like a bit of a...
They should.
Seems like a failure, doesn't it?
It is, yes. Yeah. They should inform you that we do have a complaints department.
Because this doesn't seem to be that on the website either.
Okay, I didn't know that.
No.
But they will reply back to your email, sir, the complaints department.
On average, how long does that take?
Say 2 days.
2 days. It's been 2 days already, you see, and Mr. Bromley's wasting my time.
I mean, he's our manager, so really, at this, I mean, you just have to wait for him to reply back to your email. There's nothing. All I can do is tell him that you did phone.
He's a busy man, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Busy and a bit rude as well, because he doesn't respond to emails and say that he's looking into it, which isn't the best customer service, is it, really?
I'll tell him all this, sir. I'll put it on your account to hurry up the process, or to reply back to your email.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you the number.
Okay.
It's 701. You might also want to tell him that I'm making a note of all of the calls and the emails and stuff, and it's all going on a website, and I'll give you that web address if you want it. It's www.simonjones.info/1&1internet.
Say that again, sir.
www.simonjones.info/1&1internet. And he can read all about the complaint there if he wants, but he should be able to read about it in his email.
Okay, sir, I'll tell him that as well.
Yeah, do, because it's already sort of, you know, he's wasting my time, really, isn't he?
I can't say that, sir.
Okay.
I can't say anything about that.
No, all right. Well, do get him to give me a call, because I'm just going to keep calling, so I'm not going to go away anytime soon.
Okay, sir, I will tell him that.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye now.
Bye.